Hello, my name is Lori Dinwiddie, and welcome to my podcast. Today, I'm going to be talking a little bit about how I was raised, and how much my friends really mean to me, and also how not to judge a book by its cover. I grew up in the country on 5 acres of land with 20 horses, 10 goats, 5 dogs, and a bunch of chickens. Also a couple cats. We had the assortment of animals. I always wished to be back in the country, but some days it's harder than others. Being a country girl in the city is one of the hardest things to do because people constantly judge you. Bullies get to you because they think you're a good old country hick. If y'all think that's all we are, you're wrong. We're people with hearts and we care about when our lifestyle is being insulted, even though almost everyone lived that way in some point in time. So here's a little bit about how I was raised. When I was little, I grew up on a ranch in southern New Mexico. I had around 20 horses and I was a full-on country girl. I was riding horses in the womb since my mom grew up riding horses as well. By 3 years old, I was riding my own horse, by myself. After a few years of growing up in the country, I picked up my life and moved to the big city of Denver. I went many years without riding horses, but I dreamt every day about it. Finally, when I turned 13, I found an amazing horse rescue and worked there. I trained, cared for, and adopted out horses. I fell in love with this mare named Gloria. She would throw me off and take off, but I enjoyed the adrenaline rush. Finally, I adopted her with my own money. She was my heart horse. We competed all summer, running barrels, pole bending, and just enjoying great times with friends. We had built a community of girls. They were family. They were who I looked to in times of need. A shoulder to cry on, a hand to hold, and friends to trail ride with. The summer ended too quick, and everyone parted their own ways. But one stuck with me, Allison. We enjoyed time at FOH, but now it came time to move stables, and it was extremely difficult to find a barn that was cheap enough. I could afford with a part-time paycheck. I found 12-mile stables, which was cheap enough. My friend Allison and I go out to see the horses on the weekend, but recently it's been extremely muddy out there. So when the dirt parking lot is empty, we go mudding in her nice Lexus. Typically, we wouldn't have a good place to do donuts, besides a snowy parking lot, which you can get in trouble for reckless endangerment. But with this place, it's private property and we're free to do whatever. This is the first time in a while I felt like I was back in the country. Here I have with me my best friend Allison, who has been by my side for a while, but it hasn't always been that way. How did we meet?
Well, I came to Friends of Horses with my mom, and we were looking for a horse to lease. So we went to the owner of Friends of Horses, and we told him what we were interested in and what we were interested in working with. And so he pointed at one horse, and he told one of the co-workers or worker, known as Lori, right here, and she came over and showed me this horse, and that's pretty much how we met. You showed me a horse.
What was your first impression of me?
I actually liked you. I thought you were very, like, okay, let's do this, let's do that. Like, you're very, what's the word?
Put together.
Yeah, you're very put together. You know what to do. You know what needs to get done. So I really liked you in the beginning.
Sadly, my feelings weren't mutual. In the beginning, you had walked into the barn with a Denver equestrian jacket. Like, what was I supposed to think?
I understand, but, like, it was cold, and so it was cold at the time, and that was kind of the only jacket I had.
And you had, like, these expensive tall boots on, and
well, what did you expect?
Breeches.
Did you expect me to come in with like a freaking?
I don't know. Like, I expect you to
like look
muggy, normal.
Look muggy. I love. I write English. What do you expect from me?
I don't know. You just seemed stuck up, and I guess I judged way too fast. So this one girl comes up to me and pushes my shoulder, telling me to go take my lunch. And that she has it covered. So I leave after we took Lady out, who is now your horse. And then I didn't see you again until you applied for summer camp the summer of 2017. And so, like, we've had a lot of good times since
honestly,
then, though.
When I saw you again for pony camp, I did get the impression, because I noticed things. I noticed that you didn't like me, so I was trying to kind of kiss up to you, you know what I mean? Kind of be like,
can I do anything?
Can I be your friend, basically?
Yeah, no, I felt that vibe when I was doing your interview and stuff with Karen and Sarah with me. Uh-huh. And so I got that whole impression that is like, she thinks I hate her. And I wouldn't say I hated you, I just was unsure about you because
you judged me from the start.
Yeah, I have that habit where I like judge a little too quick based off of the way somebody looks. But I mean, honestly, you're like my best friend now, so I can't say anything about that.
You know what? I'm kind of used to, for some reason people like to judge me at first, and then it's like, "Oh, we're friends now," like a month later.
Yeah, no, we've had some good times since we became friends. I mean, you remember that time we were chilling in the tack room and Bonnie comes in and she starts asking for toilet paper. And I was like, oh yeah, we used to have toilet paper on top of the fridge. So I start looking on top of the fridge and the toilet paper is gone because somebody had already taken it into the bathroom and we went through that. And I go, well, Bonnie, we don't have toilet paper, but we have paper plates.
Paper plates, so yeah, we kind of expected her to. I mean, it was a joke, obviously, but you know, she found it funny, and it was kind of the joke for like the rest of the summer.
And then Libby shouts, "Hey, Bonnie!" as she's walking away. You want to wipe your butt with a paper plate? Like,
that's kind of the known joke for like.
So anytime one of us would be like, "All right, I'm going to the bathroom," you know, like. We're about to leave. Somebody would yell, "Do you need a paper plate?"
One of the highlights.
Yeah, that was a highlight of the summer. And I don't know, it's just been great. We're like best friends. I tell you everything. You tell me everything.
Even when I don't want to, I will tell you everything.
Yeah, because that's just our relationship. So the best thing to do is get to know someone before you judge, because they could be your best friend someday. Don't judge a book by its cover. Thank you for tuning in, and like, comment, and subscribe down below.